So the Rebbe today introduces us to an important distinction in learning and in life and in Yadus. So he says, look, we want us to be our best, right? That's what the Rebbe wants from us. That's what our Rebbeim want from us. And that's what the Rebbe wants from us. So he says, Matara Gedola Zu, bottom of the right-hand column. This great goal, the key is lo lichpos oscha shetelech b'derech Hashem bal karchacha. The goal is not to coerce you to follow Hashem against your will. Rather, rak shegam ba'atzmacha tirtze l'leches bo, that you should want on your own to follow this path. That you should choose a life of Yiddishkeit without being coerced. And this is truth. This is really the pshat in the concept of chinuch in the first place. What does the pasuk say? Chanoch lanar al pi darko, gam ki yazkin lo yasur mimenu. What does it mean? You have to educate a child according to their way, but the end of the pasuk is key. Gam ki yazkin, when they get older, lo yasur, they won't abandon it. Now, there are many things that cause people to choose to vote out of Yadus. I think one a great Rebbe once pointed out that we live in a time where it's very difficult, and even the most amazing model parents sometimes face challenges with children over time, although you never know where children end up. So someone once came to a Rebbe, and he said, Someone came to the Rebbe and he said, you know, my child is not following in the way. And it makes me nervous because someone said to me that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So Rebbe said, yeah, that's when the wind's not blowing. But today we live in a climate where the wind is blowing so hard that the tree could be the most beautiful and wonderful tree, a nurturing tree. Sometimes the apples, they fly. But the key of Chanoch Lanar Al Pi Darko, the Rebbe says earlier actually in this work, is that Gam ki yaskin lo yasur mimeno. When they become older, when they have their own choice, they won't abandon it. Meaning, when a child is young, you can, when the child is little, when the child is six, you can force them to do anything. But that's not what chinuch is, right? Chinuch is to inaugurate the child, that's what? Gam ki yaskin lo yasur mimeno. When they start making their own choices, they will stick with it. They'll be connected to it. Where is that going to come from? That the person is going to choose on their own Yadus, that we're going to keep choosing Yadus. How so? So the Rebbe creates now a crucial distinction. Ki lo ba'asiyosecha hatovos. It's not just what you do. This is the key distinction that the Rebbe introduces. It's not ba'asiyosecha hatovos. It's not what you do. Rather, on a mistapkim, rak shegam ata ba'atzmecha tiyeh tov, anu rotzim kefish amarnu lecha. That you should be good. What's the difference between doing and being? What's nafkamina? Doing good versus being good. What do you say?
Being good doesn't really affect others.
Okay. Good. So on one hand, doing, there are outward expressions of that.
Internalization. That's who you are.
Great. So what's the nafkamina between somebody who does good but versus somebody who has transformed their personality to be good?
This cuts both ways. So if you're a good person, but you don't do any good, you're no help to the world.
Right.
I think in Chinese they say you're a tzaddik in pelts, right?
Okay, that's a little bit different. The tzaddik in pelts is more that the person doesn't care about others, right? Doesn't want to get dirty and related.
I guess it can go to its worst.
Right.
And a guy who is not so good but does good has overcome his yetzer, maybe better.
Good. Oh. So what does the Rebbe want? The Rebbe wants us to do both. But he's saying, you can, it kind of goes back to the first distinction. The same way that you could take a child and force them to put money in the pushka, but that doesn't necessarily, it might, but if they don't understand what it means to share with another person, when they have a choice to be generous, they may not choose. But if you can help nurture a child's sense of generosity, that they become a generous person, then the best will be when they grow older, not only will they be generous, ultimately that generosity will express itself. We want people not just to be lomed Torah, we want us to become b'nei Torah. Right? If you're really a ben Torah, you find time to learn. You're not just an oseh chesed, where you really hate other people. You really despise working with other people and being generous and gracious. You hate that. But because you have to check the box at the end of the day, so you do chesed. No, we want to become a baal chesed. And I think the nafkamina comes out, this point from the Rebbe comes out when it's sometimes difficult. Or when we're caught off guard. What happens in a moment, in an honest moment, when no one's looking, when there's no social pressure, what do we revert back to our natural state? So if our natural state is to be inclined to help someone, when we see that issue in the corner, do we just kind of, you know what I'm saying, that look, that like, we just make the left turn and we ignore it? Because no one's going to notice, and that person's not going to notice. So if you're an osa chesed, you can get away with that. But if by default a person is a baal chesed, then they're no tedafka to lean in to help that guy. If you have a free opportunity, so do we look for a chance to use that for something in growth, in Yiddishkeit, in coming close to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Like, if our relationship with Hashem is forced, then we do it whenever we have to, but lamaisa, the rest of the time, it's not a priority. But if becoming connected to Hashem becomes natural to us, if we can reveal that inner love that we have for Hashem and habituate ourselves to expressing that, then maybe we can all of a sudden transform our personality. Like this is, and it's not for today, it's a much longer discussion, but this is also the same distinction of doing versus being in Avodas Hashem is the same thing between the Sheishes Yimei HaMaaseh and Shabbos. Shabbos, you're just meant to be with Hashem. On the weekdays, you're meant to do for Hashem. A person who doesn't really have a relationship with Hashem, even if they do mitzvahs all week, on Shabbos, they feel like it's horrible. Because their sense of being is empty. And so what are you supposed to do? Like, how many games of Stratego and Risk can you play on a given Shabbos? Right? Like, but if Shabbos is about being with Hashem, so it's actually a great opportunity to learn, to daven, to spodidus, zmirus, whatever. It's the being versus doing distinction. The Rebbe wants us to set a lofty goal to transform ourselves, to become that best self that we have. And therefore, he says, to do that, what do we need to do? The kevan shizos, since this, he ikar kavanaseinu lakach, it's the main goal. Ein anu rashoim, we are not permitted lahashir b'cha shum nitzos machshava v'ratzon lo tovim. The Rebbe says he has to make sure that we have no shred of negative energy, nothing in our heart or in our mind, because both of those are expressions of our inner self. Nothing should remain that's lo tov. It's a tall task. Let's be honest. It's a tall task. But that's the goal. That we should be those kind of people. A couple of years ago, I took an interesting journey over a couple of months in the summertime where I was not giving any shiurim at all. And I was just trying to regroup a little bit in my kolo world. You could call it like a mental health recharge, because sometimes I have ups and downs and it's crazy hectic, and after I don't know how many years, almost 10 years of not really taking a break. So I took 3 months to really recharge and prepare and take care of myself and think. So before I did that, I had an interesting conversation with someone who I respect greatly, very wise. And so I had, of course, you know, very type A personality. I had like a whole list of things I was going to do during this 3-month period. It was mamish, like 17-page list of all the things that I need to do, all the articles that I need to write, and all the research that I need to do. So this person said to me, just think about this time. Is this time about what you want to do or who you want to be? I was like, well, that's deep. I had not thought about it that way. But the truth is that that's exactly the distinction. When you come out of a period of introspection, is it that you want to have done, checked a bunch of boxes, but you still operate the same way, you're still the same person, be'etzim? Or do you want to really get into your heart and mind and do the internal work that will last? And that's what the Rebbe is encouraging us to do. Liyashir b'cha, to straighten out with us. Kol machshava, top of the left column, all thoughts, v'ratzon, and interests, shebecha, in ourselves, ulaha'alosam, and to raise them, to transform our total selves. The kevan, so now the Rebbe though says, we need to give us some chizuk for this. What's the challenge? It's not that we don't have the potential. We can do it! The problem is, we don't think we can do it. We're not sure that we can do it. We question whether we can do it. The Rebbe believes that we can, but we sometimes wonder, can we really? We know you doubt this. You're doubting that you really can become that Ben Aliyah. You're asking yourself, Eich Efshar, how is it possible, Shemimeni, that I, in my stage in life, with my background, with my interests, with my situation, with how, for me, that I could do this? V'lo od, and not only that, B'narusi e'ase ishius gedola kolkach, I'm just a young guy. We're just in our 30s, or our 40s, or our 20s. I'm going to become such a transformed Ben Torah? Ve'eyeh ben Shashu, I'm going to be the beloved Ben Rechumo, the chosen Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kefi she'im mesichim li. Like the Rebbe is telling me all these things, that I'm going to become transformed. I don't know if I believe that, we think to ourselves. There's a little voice that says, can I really? You know, I have to go to work every day. I have to take care of my family. I have to spend time with my wife. I'm so busy. Can I really do this? Lo avi v'lo avi avi hayukein. Maybe my parents weren't like this. Maybe my parents weren't religious, or if they were religious, maybe they weren't inspired. Maybe they were checking the boxes. Maybe my grandparents weren't like that. How am I going to become that? V'gam ani, and I also, ba'atzmi, myself, nar pashurineni, I'm just a pashur guy. I'm just a simple person, right? Isn't that how we feel sometimes? Yeah.
I mean, one of the tenets of Olam Haba is not how many times you learn Shas.
Good.
Did you set time aside to learn Torah?
Good.
The fact that that's this premise, pushing yourself, did you set aside that moment, so you work, whatever it is, you set it aside. And that's the end all being of, because when you get to the young adulthood, no one's making you do anything. So it's, did you
exactly, and so that's where he's going to go with this chapter, exactly that Nakuda, and where does that come from? Meaning, why did you choose to set aside that time for learning? Because somebody forced you to, or because that's part of your identity?
Yeah.
That's exactly what he's saying. He's saying, even though, and this is what he's going to develop over the coming weeks, even though one voice in our head says, you know, who am I? What can I accomplish? But then there's the other voice that Yehuda is pointing out, and that's what the Rebbe is trying to encourage us to listen to, the other voice that says, wait a second, no, that's not true. And that's what he's going to hammer the next couple of weeks, that, no, there's another voice. That when a person, and this is actually what you're alluding to, is much even broader, it's beyond the learning component, like when a person goes to work, the Pasuk says, Shesha Samu Tavod, you're supposed to work 6 days a week. I think most of us only work 5, but now with COVID, everybody works like 6.5. Monday Shabbos, people are working Sheishis Yom Tov, you're supposed to go to work. But if you work as someone who's an angel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a Malach Hashem, so the way they interact with other people is totally different. And it's not taking away from the Ben Ruchumo. If you're Hashem's agent, when you go to work, you are representing the Ribbono Shalom in the workplace. And even if you only have 15 minutes a week to learn, or 5 minutes a day, or you do two Mishnayos, or one Perek of Tillim, whatever it is, if that's defining who you are, if you are the Ben Aliyah, then you've accomplished the goal. Because what the Rebbe is pointing out now, and it goes back to the first distinction, it's not about doing. Is it about how much you did or who you were? Because if it's about who you were, then that could be, it only expressed itself in learning, so to speak, in a half hour a week. That's all you had. But that half hour, that's who you were. So we can. It's just that a lot of times the Rebbe is telling us, and I can only speak from my own experience, so many times I've heard that voice in my voice that said, nah, you can't really accomplish that. And the Rebbe, he's gonna plead with us. The next few chapters, he's gonna say the Ribbono Shel Olam is speaking to us, begging us. So the truth is, we're not gonna get to start it today. I had in my notes that we were gonna start today, but it's gonna get a little bit late. So we'll just finish this paragraph, we'll leave it for next time. But this, he's giving us the counterpoint. What's the potential that we're going to have a problem with? The potential is for us to say, who am I? I can't do this. But the Rebbe is going to tell us that the Ribbono Shel Olam is begging us. He's telling us, you can do this. You can. We've fallen down 100 times not being the parents that we want to be. That doesn't mean that we can't do it, that we can't improve, that we can't grow, that we can't be the people that we want to be. We can. That's exactly the Nakuda. The problem is, what holds us back sometimes is thinking that we can't. And essentially, capitulating to that voice and saying, you know what? I'm just going to make a concession. I'm just going to give up on this one. You know, for the last 10 years, I haven't spent time learning. Okay, so I guess that's what it is. The Rebbe is arguing with us and saying, don't fall into that trap. That it's already done, that I can't do it. The Chain, he says, what does he say on the last line? And this is what he's going to develop more next time. Gam machshava akumazu. This crooked way of thinking, of putting ourselves down and saying, I'm just a simple guy, I can't accomplish. Osur lanu lahashir bekirbacha. It is osur to let this machshava, to allow it to percolate in the back of our minds. It's osur. So what are we going to have to talk about next time? The counter voice, the opposite of that, to realize how capable we are, the potential that we have, and the importance dafka in believing that we can. We're going to go to a lot of Torah, Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky, because what was his whole message in life is believing that we can do. Even people who are mamish broken, sheba broken, nebuch, he taught them that they can. So we're the same way. So the Rebbe says, The two pieces that he wanted us to learn from this paragraph is, number one, to understand that the goal is not about checking boxes. It's not, did I do the learning? Did I do the chesed? Did I do the parenting? Did I do the davening? Did I do something for Hashem? It's about being. Am I a person who does for the Ribbono Shel Olam, who has a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who wants to spend some time learning, wants to be the best? Am I focused on that? Is that who I am as a person? It's the being side of it. That's Aleph. And Beis, the Rebbe says, to do that, we're going to have to transform our personality, and that means our heart and our mind, and at the core of that is believing that we can. This pernicious thought that says, who am I? I'm just a regular guy, just a guy living in Skokie, you know, go to work, try to put bread on the table, try to be a good husband, try to be a good father. I can't really become a real Ben Torah. The Rebbe says it's not true. Dafka, exactly how we are, as a regular husband, as a regular father, as a regular guy trying to make a living. Within that, we can become. It's not a stira. We have to get rid of the thought that we can't. And then from that, everything will be noveah.